My name is Eric Bradford. I'm the Director of Operations for Asheville Greenworks. The Hard to Recycle event, this is the first of 2019. It will be hosted in West Asheville. And just like usual, we're going to be taking things from the public that normally cannot be recycled. Televisions, electronics, batteries, cell phones, styrofoam, books, all sorts of great items.
It seems like more and more things can be recycled. So what kind of becomes the breaking point where it crosses the line into just can't do it?
These are the items that absolutely cannot go into the recycling bin. You can't imagine taking your leftover household batteries and dumping them in, because the recycler wouldn't be able to do anything with them. They would just clog up their systems, and they don't have the wherewithal to go ahead and take it to the next level. So that's what these recycling events for, is to take those items, work with the sponsors to get them properly taken care of.
And it's good timing. I mean, we're post-holidays, so you may have, you know, a new electronics, a new something. Or I will tell you, I have a giant piece of styrofoam that...
Yeah, we all end up with that giant piece of styrofoam. And, you know, you try to do the best you can with it, but you know, the manufacturer is shipping at a great distance, and they don't want it damaged. And styrofoam is a good option for that. It's a very inexpensive option to ship things with. There are alternatives on the market. They're just not readily available right now for those manufacturers. So right now, when you get that new plasma television at home and you pull it out and it's got, you know, piles of styrofoam with it, and you just think to yourself, what am I going to do with this? And I really don't want this to go to the landfill. So that is what we offer, is another way, an alternative to take this styrofoam and get it recycled into something else.
I noticed that you cannot take peanuts. So tell me about the styrofoam you can take and what people should not bring.
Right. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so the packing peanuts we're no longer able to accept. Most of the UPS and FedEx stores in the area were just glutted with it. You know, we were taking as much as we possibly could to them. You know, they can only take so much. And a lot of those stores are actually switching over to a starch-based styrofoam packing. So, you know, knowing that it's starch, it is compostable. It's wonderful they're making those moves. So we're no longer able to take packing peanuts, but we can now take food-grade styrofoam, whereas before in the past we weren't able to. So your egg cartons, your cups, your plates, your clamshells, as long as it's clean and bagged up, we can take that product to Dart to be recycled. And as usual, we are taking the packaging styrofoam. So imagine, you know, you just got your new computer home, you opened it up, it has the styrofoam. It's the type of styrofoam, if you break and the little bits of pieces come off, that's the kind we want. And we want the white styrofoam, so we can't take insulation styrofoam, so the blue, pink, yellow, can't take those. And we ask for folks to go ahead and pull all of the tape off of it, put it in bags before they get there. And there are some changes. So in 2019, we've had to put together a fee-based system for styrofoam. The cost of styrofoam recycling has rocketed. The cost of just transporting it, even though it weighs almost nothing, you're still paying folks to go backwards and forth. So what we're asking folks to do now is to pay a very nominal fee, which is $1 per any size bag, and $5 for a car or truckload. So it's an either-or system, and we're going to play around with it this coming Saturday, see how it works out for folks. We're trying to get out the word the best we can. So far, so good. Our sponsors over the years have just been absorbing all of these costs, and we've just got to a point now where we can't absorb it. They can't absorb the costs anymore, so we're asking folks to help us out. And I think our participants are going to be happy to put in money toward this, knowing that this is going to keep this recycling going for the area.
Yeah. Any other changes too for 2019? Anything else that will have a fee, or anything that like sticks out?
It's all basically the same stuff. I'm glad you asked. It's still a $10 fee for recycling your CRT television. CRT means cathode ray tube. That is the glass heavy television we all grew up with. The same for your old computer monitor as well too. There's a lot of lead inside of there. So we want to try to offset the costs of recycling that. I want to say they cost about $23 per television to be recycled. So $10 toward that, you know, it's helping, but you know, it's still a fee. So that's the same. We're still taking all sorts of electronics, appliances. We tell folks if it's ever had electricity running through it, we can take it, and that can be recycled. Batteries of any type. And I love this question. Folks are like, how about a hearing aid battery? And it's absolutely, it has battery in the name, we can take it. And, you know, I've said that so many times and so often now, and someone surprised us with a first generation Prius battery out of a car, which is illegal to actually recycle. So we finally got called out. That was the only item we've not been able to recycle. That actually has to go back to the dealership. So finally, somebody got me. but every other kind of battery, other than the first generation Prius battery.
There's hard to recycle, and then there's the stuff that we wish we could recycle.
So wishful recycling, as we call it, is where you say to yourself, you know, I don't know if this can actually go in here. It's not on the sheet. I'm going to put it in there and let them deal with it, because I would rather that it's recycled than goes into the trash. And, you know, my heart goes out to folks like this because it happens to everyone. The thing is when we put those items in, it's just going to cost the recycler money. You know, they're working with a very limited budget, as is, to get that product recycled. And a lot of folks don't understand how the recycling works in the city of Asheville. So there is a small fee that is attached to our water bill, and that goes to help pay for the recycling, but that by no means pays for the recycling. So that is just a small fee that's coming in into the recycler. They have to make up those costs by trying to sell the product. So for instance, the cardboard and the metals are about the only things they can make money on. The plastics and the glass, those are ones they have to pay to be recycled. So the items to keep out would be things like, if it's a non-food container type item. So if it is your garden hose, vinyl products, little bits of plastic from a broken bucket, things along those lines. Yes, it's plastic, and it might even have the little chasing arrows on the bottom of it that says that this is the right number, but that is not the right item that recycler can deal with. So with this ritual recycling, we're not actually getting better with it. You know, as a community, we're getting more aware that we have more plastic in our life and we want it recycled. Sad part is we're putting those items in. So what we're asking folks to do is to really pay attention to the items that can be recycled, focus on those items. And the best thing you can do is something we call pre-cycling. This is when you're in the grocery store and you're looking through your choices and you're saying to yourself, This item is in a metal item, and it's in a glass item, it's in a plastic item. I can guarantee you the metal item is always going to be recycled, every time. And that metal item is going to make the manufacturer a little bit of money so that they can keep that particular program going. The glass as well, too, even though glass costs the manufacturer, it is a very safe product to use. It's inert. It's not going to off-gas any kind of chemicals into your foods. But then the plastic item is a little bit of a question mark because there may be too much plastics in the particular market at the time. So it may go into your recycling bin, it may be processed, it may be compacted and sent, but once it finally gets to the remanufacturer, they may have far too much of it. So there's the possibility it could go into the landfill eventually. So we're asking folks to pre-cycle a little bit. Just look through the items and say, you know, would this item be recycled right away? So metals and glasses, absolutely. Plastics, yes, with a little bit of a hesitation there. So that's what we ask folks to do.
Let's talk about how much we should clean. I tend to want to clean their food containers.
So that's a great one. We have a few members of our organization that insist on putting their recycling through the dishwasher before they stick it in. And I tell you, you know, I mean, I love the intent with that because that's great. That's something my mother would do. The thing about that is you got to think about how much energy and water is going into that particular piece of the process. So if you have your regular peanut butter jar, let's use that for an example, and you've got it just pretty much scraped out, that's okay. You can stick that right in there. If you've got the full mayonnaise jar that has went bad, and you're going to toss that in, please think of the people who are going to be picking it and taking it, because there is a lot of hand touching in these processes. That would be nice to just dump out, and before you've tried to put it in there. I mean, we all do it. We all clean out our refrigerator once a month. And the salad dressing that's four years old, you couldn't believe it was still in there. Try to dump that out before you put that into the recycling bin. But you don't have to really go to any huge lengths to get down and wash your recycling because of the waste of the water and the energy.
And regardless if it's plastic or glass, that doesn't...
That's correct. Plastic, glass, metal, you know, just getting the food products out of it is enough. If it's sticking in there and you just want a quick rinse, that's perfectly fine. Just don't go crazy with it.
Every person has an opinion about pizza boxes.
Yeah, pizza boxes. So, and it goes all over the place because the paperboard, that type of cardboard is a valuable commodity. So it's not something that the recycler wants to waste. So the problem with it is if it is covered in too much food grease, that it makes it too contaminated for the recycler. So what we say to folks is usually the top of the lid in a pizza box is in good shape. You know, that's usually pretty grease free. Now you can also look at your pizza box as well too. And if it's not in bad shape, you could stick that in there. So it's, you know, our recycler locally, Curbside, which is owned by Barry and Nancy Lawson. They say for folks, just put them in there as long as it's not too food contaminated, because they want to try to get it back into the stream again.
And so plastic, so let's take a look at, like, things like this. Because I always worry about these little, I mean, it seems like everything now comes with a plastic sheath or something. Mm.
Yeah, so this is great. So this container here is a plastic PET container. It's just your standard beverage container, but it has this hot sealed sort of plastic sheathing around the outside of it instead of being directly printed on. This is totally fine. This isn't the favorite of the recycling industry. Of course, they would like it just to rather be directly printed on because it's less for them to deal with, but this would be fine to go through the system.
Awesome. And you don't tops. What about, like, people, there's always a thing about, does the top need to come off?
Yeah. So at this point, they're asking them to leave the tops on. You know, it's just so much easier for the machines when they're working out there. The machines that they're using that's sorting everything, it's just these little bits and pieces are flying around and falling through it. So they're asking, go ahead and leave it on there, and they will be processed.
So then we have glass, and it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Any type of food glass. So if, you know, you can, you know, there was a time when they didn't want blue glass and different colors along those lines. But at this point with our single stream system, the glass is fine. Dark colors, clears, greens, blues, all those different ones you can put in as long as it's a food grade glass. And I mention this because I get the question occasionally. I've got this candle, votive, and it's glass, but it's not a food grade glass. It's not the same type of glass. You know, it's a totally different formulation of glass. So if this is something around the house, an old ashtray, things along those lines, it's a totally different formulation of glass. They would not want that into the system. So food grade glass would be great. The glass has a lot of different formulations, and you know, there's just so many different flavors and types of it. So we want to stick with the food grade because that particular formulation is what they're used to using. That's going through to the end user, because the end user, you know, they don't want contaminated product. And what would happen is if our local recyclers continue to only send them contaminated product, eventually they're going to cut them off, and then we would not have glass recycling in this area. I'm being very dramatic, but you know, if we can keep to the list the best we possibly can, then that is only going to ensure that we're going to keep recycling as long as we possibly can.
Is there anything else on your radar for 2019 or?
I've got great news. So here recently, the Buncombe County Transfer Station located in West Asheville was newly remodeled, and they have now been able to take tires from the public to be recycled. Now, previous to this, you had to make a trip out to the Buncombe County landfill in Alexander and have your tires recycled out there. But this is wonderful. The good folks at the transfer station have been able to find the funding to be able to offer the service there as well too. And this is only for residents, not for commercial entities. But it's still the same system. It's still $2 per tire. And that's a tire on a rim or off of a rim. And they'll take them 6 days a week.
Are we doing better? What kind of grade are you giving us?
You know, I would say, you know, we got a good B+ right now. You know, there's some places that we can change the size of our municipality here. We're doing great in some respects, and some others we can always use to make a little change. But you know, what we offer here locally is a great system. You know, we do have a great single stream system. We have a wonderful landfill. I know this sounds ridiculous coming from an environmental organization, but we actually do have a wonderful landfill. It's one of the best run in the state. You know, and we want to see that landfill run for many, many, many years to come. And I know that sounds odd, but we can't afford to open up another landfill. It's a huge expense to the state. It's also terrible for the environment. And so what we're doing is we're hoping that we can keep as many items out of the landfill as we can, things like food, things like recyclables. If we can keep those things out, we're going to add years and years and years to the landfill.